Welcome to session 5 of How to Build a Profitable Business Starting from Scratch. In this session, we're going to learn about the right focus. Time focus tip number 1. Stop multitasking. It's critical that we focus our attention on our highest value activities. Do the things that are most important. Multitasking, or parallel processing, doing many things at once, robs us of productivity. It's actually very inefficient for most people to do many things at once. So, we want to stop checking email all the time, stop checking the voicemail all the time, stop keeping the phone ringers on, stop doing a whole bunch of things at once. Now, you might say, yeah, but hang on a minute. There are certain times when I need to be available. I've got to take phone calls. I have to take email, etc. That's true. And in fact, during those times, you're going to want to knock out a bunch of stuff in a row. But what you want to do is you want to kind of corral all of that activity into little pockets of your day and do what I like to call enlightened multitasking. So most of your day, you're not multitasking. And then in little chunks, you are. Now, this is very challenging with all of the different technology and the pop-ups and all kinds of auto alerts and text messages and sounds and things that are trying to grab our attention. But we have to turn the machine off, stop multitasking, and schedule the times when we're going to multitask. You might even go as far as to put a voicemail message on your phone and an email autoresponder up that says, I'm working right now. I answer email and phone calls between noon and 1 p.m. and then again between 4 and 5 p.m. So you can expect a response in one of those slots. Or if you'd like to reach me, try me during one of those time windows and you'll be more likely to get a hold of me. Watch what an autoresponder and watch what a voicemail like one of those does. Okay, it will dramatically cut down the real-time demand on your time. See, most of us have programmed others that we're available. Okay? We program them that we're available. And we've got to stop that, which leads to time focus tip number 2, eliminate distraction and interruption. Okay, eliminate distraction and interruption. The access that we've given everyone, okay, that we've allowed them to have, and the programming that will get right back to them or we're available anytime, this is really a problem. I was once in a business meeting with someone who, it was a very important business meeting, and their phone rang. They quickly grabbed the phone, looked at it, and ran out of the room. And they came back in, and you know, after a few minutes, and they said, it was my wife. I had to take the call. And I said, okay, you know, fine, but really? Like, you had to take it even though you're doing something that's important right now? Well, what if it was important? Well, you know, what if it was? I mean, can't you come up with like a code for your phone? Like, put a special ring on there that if, you know, they call from this number, then you have to answer it. But you answer every single call from your wife at all times? Okay, well, you know, this was a problem. And this is unfortunately how we all live our lives. We tend to take the interruptions from anyone who has them, and we tend to take them from technology, we take them from our phone, we take them from marketing. And what we really have to do is eliminate this distraction and interruption. We have to distraction and interruption proof our lives. And this is not intuitive for most people, okay? Because I think that we humans are actually wired to look for distraction, to seek out distraction and interruption. We're kind of addicted to it. If something can distract and interrupt us, well, then it's probably important. And in the environment we evolved in, that was actually true. So we have to put ourselves in a situation where distraction and interruption are eliminated. So we have to turn off the phone, turn off the email, turn off all that stuff so we can just have clear space to focus on the most productive activities. The next logical step is time-focused tip number 3. Focus work in uninterrupted blocks of time of at least 1 hour. A minimum of 1 hour. I was originally turned on to this idea by Peter Drucker, the author of The Effective Executive. He talks about that we have to focus our time in uninterrupted blocks working on the important stuff. An hour minimum, ideally blocks of a couple of hours, no interruptions. You'll find that you get a lot more done when you turn off and prevent all the distractions and interruptions and you just work on one thing at a time. And what you'll also find is there's almost nothing that can't wait at least a couple of hours. There's almost nothing that can't wait a couple of hours. Most of us are so in fear that we'll miss out or that someone's going to try to call or we're going to miss our big opportunity, someone's going to need us, that we just get chained to our phones, to our email, to everything else. It's important that you get time to focus on the important stuff because it's not going to do itself. So focus your important work and business in blocks of at least an hour, ideally two. Time focus tip number 4. Do the high value work first. What's the high value work? Well, it's the stuff we've been learning about. Talking to prospective customers, creating products, doing sales and marketing. That's where 80 or 90% of the value in your business is going to be created. But it's also the stuff that's not urgent. It's not the stuff that's banging on your door and saying, you have to do me now. Okay? It's the stuff that is waiting outside for you to come out and say, okay, are you ready to get to work? So you have to do the high value work first. Schedule the high value work first. Spend the first couple of hours of your day talking to prospective customers, making sales calls, creating marketing, creating innovative products. If you will spend the first couple of hours of every day working on the high value work, then the other stuff will fit in around it. The other stuff will have to wait in line. If you do not prioritize the high value work first and do it first, it's probably never going to get done. Okay, so these tips go together. We have to stop multitasking. We have to eliminate distraction and interruption. Focused work in uninterrupted blocks of time of at least an hour. And then do the high value work first. All leading up to time focus tip number 5, create intentional routines that become long-term habits. As I learned from Tony Schwartz, who's the co-author of the book, The Power of Full Engagement, an amazing book that he wrote with Jim Lehrer, The Power of Full Engagement, we only get a little bit of willpower. Okay? And science is proving this out in various ingenious experiments. We get very little willpower. And we usually burn our willpower. We burn it on internal conflict and external conflict and on multitasking and, you know, resisting temptation. And then we don't have any left over to get ourselves to do the things that we know we need to do. Because we only get a little willpower, we need to use it in the most efficient way possible. The best way to use your willpower is to create new habits. So what's a habit? Well, a habit is something that you do every day, usually around the same time. Turns out that most of us are creatures of habit, and the things that we did today are the same things we did yesterday and the day before at around the same times. The thoughts that we have are about the same thoughts that we had yesterday, maybe in a little different order, but mostly the same. So we're creatures of habit. Since we're creatures of habit, we should create the habits that will serve us long term. Turns out that habit creation is not an instant thing. You can't instantly create a habit. But what you can do is you can use the little bit of willpower that you have every day to do the same thing at the same time. And after a few weeks or a month or 6 weeks, you'll find that it becomes a habit and you don't have to use willpower anymore because it automatically pulls you into it, just like all the habits that you have right now. It is a very, very high leverage piece of information. Okay, and it's a high leverage technique that you can use. You want to use this in your life. Once a month, create an intentional routine. Use your willpower every day to make sure you do it. And after a month or so, it will become a long-term habit. Imagine a year from now if you had 12 new powerful habits that created value, okay, that got you focused, that got you doing the things that grow your business and grow your profit, 12 new habits that you did every day. How would your life be different? The trick here is you've got to create the routine. You have to sit down and imagine what it's going to be like, write it out, practice it slow, and then use your willpower every day to do it. Which leads to time focus tip number 6. Expect resistance. Expect resistance. It makes sense that we need to use our willpower to create rituals, create routines, create habits. But what we don't expect is that on the second, third, fourth day, it's going to become very, very difficult. Okay, the first day, you get all excited about it. Okay, you get organized, you sit down, you do it, you feel great. The next day, you do it again, still feels good. But then the third day, you know, the fourth day, you realize, wait a minute, I usually have this other thing that I do. People usually call me at this time. I'm usually available. Wow, I'm not used to doing this. This feels different. This feels challenging. What happens is the old you and the old habits come up and they say, wait a minute, you know, I've got a voice here and I don't want to do that new habit. I want to do the old habit that I'm comfortable with. So I call this habit gravity. And the metaphor that I like to use is that when they launch the space shuttle, okay, when they launch one of these space rockets or a space shuttle into space, most of the fuel is burned in the first couple of minutes of the flight. So if you notice, when they launch the space shuttle, it would be strapped to a giant rocket. Okay, essentially a giant bomb that's exploding slowly that propels this thing up into space. And that's over 80% of the weight. I think it's 85 or 89% of the weight. Those rockets that are on that giant rocket that it's strapped to, those rocket engines, they only burn for a couple of minutes. But in that couple of minutes, they get the space shuttle up something like 26 miles from the surface, far enough that it reaches escape velocity and it can escape from the Earth's gravity. And then those little tiny rockets and a little bit of fuel that the shuttle's carrying inside of it, that's enough to last it for 2 weeks while it's flying around the Earth and coming back in. And so most of the energy is in the beginning. And this is what happens when you're creating a new habit, when you're creating a new routine in your life. You start it off, and you need to put most of the energy in the beginning. This is why it's so important to preserve your willpower. It's also why it's so important to do the important things early in the day when you still have some willpower. You do them first thing, before you've gotten interrupted, before other people have pulled you in different directions, you've faced internal conflicts. You want to do it when you've still got the willpower. By the way, what's the highest leverage thing that you could do with your whole life? Okay, what's the highest leverage thing you can do? The highest leverage thing you can do is to get yourself into an optimal state of physical health. Okay, because this creates the context or the container for an optimal state of emotional health. And when you have the two of those, that creates the container or the context for an optimal state of mental health, which creates the container or context for the optimal state of relationship and business health. Physical health, okay, tangible, the physical, your body, the amount of energy you have, your immune system, your rejuvenation, this is critically important. So if this is the foundation of it all, what should you spend the very first hour or two of your day doing? Making your physical self strong. So create a personal success ritual in the morning where you wake up and you spend time with yourself, making yourself strong, before you go and get involved in your business. Make sure you do some exercise. Make sure you drink some water. Eat a really healthy, nutritious meal. Get the day started off right. Set the context correctly. Next, when you come into your workspace, whether that's at a job or an office or you work from home, approach your workspace not with, okay, how do I go and check my email and my voicemail and everything else, but how do I spend this first couple of hours doing the high-value activities I know I need to do? How do I set up a ritual? How do I make a routine? And how do I put as much willpower as I need to make this the first thing that I do? When you prioritize the high-value creation stuff, both personally and in your business, and you do it consistently day after day after day, that's when you reap the rewards. That's when you get the harvest. Okay, you can't, as Stephen Covey says, you can't go out at the end of the summer and plant some seeds and then hope to have a good harvest. You have to till the soil. You have to plant in the spring. You have to tend and weed and take care of your plants. And then you get to harvest in the fall. That's the way the game works. That's the bigger game of success. Time focus tip number 7. Create an environment that keeps you focused on the high value work. If you zoom out far enough and you really think about your life and you think about what it means to be successful as a human being, successful in health, successful emotionally in happiness and relationships, successful intellectually, learning, having meaning and fulfillment in life, successful in business, successful at giving your greatest gifts and contributing, the biggest level of success, the thing that's going to support that the most is an environment or an ecosystem that keeps you on track. An ecosystem that keeps you on track. If you notice here on Earth, which is the only place that we know of so far where there's life, every animal, every life form, is perfectly adapted to its environment or to its ecosystem. And if you take it out of that environment or that ecosystem, it will die. Okay, so if you take a tropical rainforest plant and you plant it out in the middle of the desert, it's going to die. And if you take a desert animal and you put it in the middle of a rainforest, it will die. We're not suited to live in an environment that's too different from the environment that that we evolved in, that we're built for. If you're going to become a different creature, essentially, if you're going to take control of your life, if you're going to create a successful, profitable business, you need to create the ecosystem that supports that. And the ecosystem that supports that success is probably very different from the ecosystem that has supported whatever your past results have been. And it's a little bit of a shock to realize that you're probably going to need to change your environment. You're going to need to change how you interact with your environment, the people that you interact with, and maybe even the location where you are. If your priority is a profitable business, then you need to reorganize your life so that that's what the result or the emergent is. Not try to make a profitable business that is the result of what you're already doing, because it's not going to happen that way. The world right now, there's too much temptation. There's too much temptation to go hang out with our friends, to watch television, to watch the news, to eat junk food, to gossip, to take drugs, to look at porn, to do whatever all these things are that are coming up that just push our little chimp buttons and really take our attention away from what's important. There's too much temptation for us to combat anymore. We can't just subject ourselves to it all the time. We need to create a conscious environment or a little ecosystem that keeps us focused on the high-value work. So the question I have is, what could you do to make it so that your environment supported you doing the high-value work? How would your environment need to look so that you came into that professional or work environment every day and the first things that you did were talk to customers, create innovative products, and work on your sales and marketing? what would your environment have to look like? Would you need to have an office in a different place? Would you need to have a lock on the door? Would you need to put soundproofing up? Would you need to make it so there are no phones that are in there? Like, what would you need to do so that it guaranteed that every day you worked on the high value work and you didn't get distracted with all of the other stuff that's in life? You might even need to get yourself a coach or some accountability or some type of mastermind group to be part of, so that every week or a couple of times a week, you just kept coming back and it kept refocusing you and reminding you. So what's the environment, both physically and on the abstract or kind of the emotional, psychological, mental level, that would act as an ecosystem to support your growth and your focus on the high value work? If you don't create an environment, including the office space, the lack or removal of distraction and interruption, the people, okay, all the things that will support you doing the activities that you need to do, taking the actions that you need to take, then they're almost certainly not going to get done. That's just the way we work. We're highly distractible creatures, and we're always looking for the next distraction. And unless you set it up so that you can't get distracted, and you constantly go to work, just like in a garden, weeds grow on their own. You have to keep plucking them out. You have to keep tuning your environment, because the distractions will find their way in and make it so you do the high value work. So how could you create an environment that keeps you focused on the high value work? So now let's do an exercise to sharpen your focus. Okay, so you have this exercise, focus yourself like a pro. So you should be looking at this. At the top it says, focus yourself like a pro. It's critical that you use every minute working in business to create the most value and to keep yourself on track with this mindset every day. Use this exercise to eliminate distraction, identify your highest value work, and create routines that work. So first, what is the activity in your business that creates the most value that you must do every day to build a profitable business? Okay, I've given you a lot of hints on this one. You should know the answer. Second, how can you set up your life and your environment so that you reduce and eliminate distraction, interruption, and multitasking? What do you need to do to create a little ecosystem that reduces and eliminates distraction, interruption, and multitasking? And then finally, what's the first routine or habit that you want to put in place that you'll do every day at the same time for the next 30 days? Okay, this is the booster rocket on the space shuttle. We need to reach escape velocity. So we need to take our willpower and do this at the same time every day for the next 30 days. So what's the first routine or habit you're going to put in place you'll do every day, same time, for the next 30 days? I've already given you the tips of what the most important activities in business are, so you want to choose one of them and write it down here. So do this exercise now, and I'll see you in the next session.